This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Monday, November 21st, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. According to a report from Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is not on a preliminary list of head coaching candidates gathered by the NFL's Career Development Advisory Panel. Every year, the panel compiles a list of recommended candidates for the inevitable coaching and general manager vacancies around the league. And this year's preliminary list includes names such as University of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh, Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator Scott Linehan, and Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, among others. Florida reports that a source with knowledge of the list said that McDaniels was left off the list because the thinking is that McDaniels is intent on staying in New England until head coach Bill Belichick retires, succeeding him as head coach of the Patriots. The panel's list will be finalized on December 8th and sent out to all teams on December 10th. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, starting defensive tackle Alan Branch is facing a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's drug policy. Schefter reports that Branch tested positive for marijuana and Branch is appealing the suspension. Branch was initially suspended by the Patriots for 1 week back in August for reasons that were never revealed. The suspension is upheld. Branch will be eligible to return to the team on Christmas Eve for a home game against the New York Jets. Patriots defensive end Jabal Sheard has seen his playing time dwindle in recent weeks, culminating in him being benched for the team's game against the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. Sheard did not even make the trip with the team out west, as evidenced by a video posted to his Instagram of the Boston Celtics game against the Golden State Warriors on Friday night. When asked about it during his Monday morning press conference call, Belichick said, quote, "Jabal was inactive. That's why he wasn't in San Francisco. As I think I said on dozens of occasions, every decision we make here is based on what's best for the football team," end quote. Bill Belichick would not expand any further than that on when continually asked about Jabal Sheard's status going forward. In news from next week's opponent, New York Jets head coach Todd Bowles said in his Monday press conference that Ryan Fitzpatrick will be the team's starting quarterback on Sunday against the Patriots. Bowles called Fitzpatrick the team's best quarterback and said, quote, "He's healthy, he's been our starter, we can do more things with him. I don't give away jobs," end quote. Before their bye week, Bryce Petty got the start for the Jets in Week 10 while Fitzpatrick sat out with a knee injury. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, @clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots newsfeed.